we envisioned was a recruit type scenario, that these are recruits that are going in there as they're learning to become Spartans later on down the road. And we came up with some concept art. Steven here came up with some concepts for the helmet. We had another one of our members, Sean Bradley, that came up with a concept for the chest piece. And it was kind of a group effort as far as bringing the entire concept together.
Well, 343 basically gave us, you know, free rein of how to make the armor. They just wanted something that, you know, went together, look well, would go with the game for, you know, look good in the arena. So we kind of gave them like the almost For the Dawn look, the armor they used in there. So it all goes together. It looks like they're recruits pretty much. Learning how to become Spartans.
With some of the concept that you got for this, what kind of assets did you get to actually model this stuff, or had you had
previous? Well, the models
stuff
actually kind of existed. They were concepts that were, I believe, were created by 343. We found them, just modified them a little to make them fit, you know, fit the game that we're sitting here trying to build the armor for. We have a modeler, Jacob Morin, who's with Stony Props, and he basically reworked the models, you know, from the renders, and basically reworked it to fit what we were trying to look for, try to achieve. And that's basically how it came to life.
So when you were approached by 343 to help make the armor pieces for putting this on, what was kind of the turnaround time you guys had to come up with, like, 16 different sets of armor for this whole experience?
They gave us it was a tight window, but it was not a
month. We basically had a month.
It wasn't something that was unachievable, obviously, because we made it here and everything's going great. But it was a tight window that they gave us, and I'm really proud of Stony Props and all the guys that, you know, but when it was time to come to the table, they all came to the table and put it out there, and we got it done.
What kind of Halo stuff have you done in the past? In addition to all the stuff that you've worked on for
you don't have that much time. I mean, honestly.
We've got guys who make the weapons,
When's Comic-Con over Sunday? We'll still be here.
I mean, personal builds.
Oh,
Walter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done Carter.
Carter, Cat, June. I've done all of the Reach characters. Most of us got started in Halo. When it came to doing this, I think Halo's majority of our guys' favorite game that we branch off, do other things, and it never fails. We always come back to Halo. I mean, it's just, that's where we always end up.
Each one of us are pretty much, I think pretty much every one of us have some sort of Halo armor. I mean, we have different people that are modelers. You know, we have basically everybody that can pull together anytime we need a team put together to pull off whatever we need done. We just group the right people together. If they're asking for a certain item, we have people specialize in that certain thing that we can pull together to make it happen. I don't think it's pretty much build anything they need, have every part of it. So it's neat. I mean, I still do the Halo stuff. That's my thing. I haven't really branched out of Halo. I've done Samus, you know, different characters, helmets. But I'm more known for helmets, not really the full armor. So, I mean, there's a lot of things out there. Right now, I'm just doing the Mountain Dew Spartan. When they used for Halo 4, it was for the Mountain Dew Fuel. That's the guy I've been sporting around lately. I got another one. I got the Halo 4 concept armor built, the whole suit. I just haven't painted it and been getting lazy. Otherwise, I'd have that here for this convention that needs stripes painted on it. It's laziness. Plus these projects, it kind of set me back when we do something for like 3430.
Right.
So that always has to come first. So it slows us down.
So what is it about Halo that really inspires you guys to make the Halo armor that you do?
Well, for me, it was, one, the storyline. I just love the storyline. Then not to mention Master Chief is just cool. And there's a couple curse words I want to refer to him with, but I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, he's just bad. I mean, he is the ultimate soldier. The concept and the storyline is just by far one of the best ones out there to me.
I just think it's cool armor. That's why I always build it.
Yeah.
I just love the way the armor looks, how it fits you. And I can't get away from it. I just keep making it. And
So how long have you guys been making armor sets like this? I know you guys, it sounds like you guys have been with doing Halo for quite a while now.
I'd say me, probably 6-7 years, somewhere in that range. I mean, like a cow stuff I did as a kid, like trying to throw stuff together or whatever. Like anything that looked worth the darn to look at, the people are like, oh, neat. Yeah, probably about 6 years, 6-7, somewhere in that range. Walter, I have no clue how long.
Yeah, I've been
about the same.
I was one of those tinkerers. I always had to be building something, and I really didn't discover costumes and prop making until about 3 years ago. But I was always building something, and I discovered prop making, and it was all she wrote, and that's all I think about now.
So, yeah. Have you guys cosplayed?
Oh, yeah.
Your own stuff like at Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
At PAX?
Yeah.
We'll be cosplaying.
Yeah, we'll be cosplaying
nice.
Here.
I'm busy.
Nice.
Steve, you got your Blue Spartan, your Mountain Dew
Mountain
Spartan.
Mountain Spartan's here, and the Captain's here.
And I'm going to be doing the Fallout Captain from Destiny this go-around.
Nice. And our other partner, Jim from Stony Props, he's here with the Skeleton Armor. So there's three of us here to do it. There's a few more Stony Prop members here. They're just not with us. They're walking around the convention somewhere.
Right.
So.
What's some of the more memorable pieces that you guys have personally worked on?
The Halo 2 helmet.
Yeah, the Halo 2.
Effort. That was
nice. I always look back at the Utah project.
Utah.
That one was just a really good time with a bunch of really good people.
Yeah, that was a video with Lindsey Sterling and then
Devin Graham and yep, and then the Halo Respawn series. That was just, I always think back to that one. That was just a fun week.
Yeah, it was more, we had a lot of fun. That's where we learned how to make armor stronger.
Yes.
And handle falling down the mountain and whatever they need us to do.
Well, whenever you're having fun with anything you're working on, it's worthwhile at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome to hear.
It was fun.
Have you guys gotten any good feedback from all the armor that you have here? For the breakout stuff?
343 so far loves it.
Yeah.
From what we can tell.
I mean, everybody that's gone into the arena, everybody's coming out smiling, laughing, having a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And just having a good time. I'm just glad to be here.
It's fun.
Heck of an opportunity.
I think it's more the rewards when, you know, you work on it, bust your butt putting this stuff together, tires you out, you're up all night working on stuff, hoping you make this deadline. Then to finally come here and see it and, you know, actually being used and people wearing it and having fun, I think that's the reward at the end for it. You know, you're so worried, stressed that something might fail or go wrong, but so far...
Nothing fails.
That's always a good thing to have, so nothing go wrong. As far as selling any of the armor, do you sell your own?
Some do, some sell stuff. A lot of people do commissions.
Yeah, for other cosplayers, they'll do commissions for them to help them out so that they can have something to wear at the different conventions out there.
Collectors, they like the helmets and whatnot.
Is the helmets kind of one of those big request things?
Yeah, helmets are big requests.
Armor, but it's so much time. Armor's got to be individually built for an individual. It's got to fit, you know, different body shapes. It's not like you can make it one size fits all and... It looks perfectly on the right time unless it's custom built for them, which most of us don't have time to custom build armor for people. It's building our own stuff, just pretty much what we have fun in. You know, I'll do helmets for people, but finish them and all that, not so much. It's just so much work.
Right.
We'll get them the raw casting and let them finish it from there.
So a lot of the stuff that we've seen here is obviously the armor with the breakout stuff. Do you guys do weapons as well?
We have some of our guys. I don't, but we have some of our guys in Stony Props that are probably some of the best prop weapons makers out there that make some really amazing stuff.
Sean Bradley. Justin Branfer.
Yep.
Guy's amazing artist. So you need anything, that guy just makes it.
That's awesome.
Really, he's definitely very skilled at what he does. Thing is, if it doesn't look right, he starts over right again, you know, basically till it looks correct. He's one of our definite go-to guys. Anything we need, he's never failed us. And it's just somebody we always go to. He's always involved in the project some way. He did all the decaling for this project. Anything you see on the helmets, armor, UNSC numbers, he did all that. That was his specialty thing. Walter did the shoulders. Sean Bradley did the chest pieces. He sculpted that all from scratch. I did the helmets, and Jim basically put the chest pieces together and painted all, did all the casting for the chest pieces on this project.
Very cool.
I think there's 15 of us. Is that how many are in Stony Props? 15?
Yeah, Sean's part of Stony Props. Yep.
Well, thank you guys again for putting out the armor for the breakout. This is really cool. One of the coolest things I think I've seen at San Diego. Definitely a keeper there. And where can people find some of your work?
They can go visit our Facebook page, Stony Prop.
It's Stony Props, baby. Stony Props. One word, and find us on Facebook.
Find us on Instagram. Our website currently is under construction, so it hopefully will be up to here before long. But find us on Facebook. We're there.
All right. Walter, Steve, thanks again for taking time to out of your day to speak with us. And again, huge thanks to you guys on the work that you put in towards the breakout in real life stuff. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, thanks again, guys, for listening. This is us at San Diego Comic-Con. We'll catch you next time.
Suck it, Blue.